What's up, everybody? Robin is here checking in, and we are back on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. Me in a purple room with it, y'all already know. Of course, all you got to do is subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms so that you are up to date on the latest and the greatest. Y'all already know what's up. Got to give a shout out to the sponsors, A Crazy Place Venue. Okay, one of the top venues in Lake County. Selfie rooms galore, fully stocked bar, live entertainment, booty shaking, all of that. Okay, they just did a twerk fest contest. It was on the flow. So shout out to The Crazy Place. Make sure you guys pull up and check them out on Facebook. And of course, Royal Beauty Nails. Okay, black owned nail salon in Gurnee, Illinois. Get your manicures, get your pedicures, get everything did. They're also offering some nail technician classes. So if you're interested in getting your license, definitely tap in with them. You can follow them online at Royal Beauty Nails. Woo! Okay. We in this building, okay? I'm excited as hell to have my guests, my guy, my gang. We got artist T-Smooth in the building. Oh, What's up?
Finally in the building.
Finally you're in the building, you're in the purple room.
Yeah.
I appreciate you for making the drive, because you just said it was long as hell.
It was long as hell.
I didn't know.
I drive, okay. As you know already.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you nonetheless for coming, so shout out to you.
Thank you.
So I got to introduce you to Pillow Talk Nation. We're going to get into it. So T-Smooth is, I will say R&B artist.
Thank you.
I will put that title on there. But he is a music artist. And I got to know, what is so smooth about T?
Hey, it's just natural. It comes now. I was born this way.
You was born this way?
I was born this way.
I ain't mad at that. Well, I like T-Smooth. Why did you settle on that for the name?
Well, my brothers and my cousins actually helped me create the name. Like, I was just recording, and we was making songs in the studio, and we actually made our first song called Just Me and You. And once we did that, we were trying to figure out the name, what name I'll have. And my brother hit me up one day, was like, hey man, like, you should do T-Smooth. Like, he texted me T-Smooth, because your last name is Thurman, T and that, and then Smooth. So I was like, okay. Then it just stuck. I mean, yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Origin story. You always love a good origin story. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been singing? Like, was that something you did growing up?
Yes. Like, my mom always had me singing through the house, singing all type of songs, Luther Vandross, some Stevie Wonder, stuff like that.
Okay, yes for the Stevie. So did you want to be a singer, when you were growing up, or did you want to be something else when you was a kid?
I mean, I wanted to be just like my dad, of course, every young man, just want to be like their dad, but, the singing just came along as me just figuring myself out in life. Once I figure myself out, I'm like, this is what I want to do.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So, how long then have you been actually putting music out?
Since 2015.
2015? Nice.
Legitly, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how has it been, over the years putting out music? Do you feel you have more, influence now? Or, what's kind of, how are you feeling about that?
Well, now I know where my, what my goals are and where I want to go with it, And pretty much I just want to take it all the way to the top, and just have everybody know me, for my music and what I do and what I put into it,
Nice. Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite R&B album, if you had to pick one?
One R&B album, new or old?
Either one.
My favorite R&B album would probably be some Usher, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, thanks. We love Usher. We
Confessions, let's just do that. And he actually just, it's been, how many years, 15, 17 years or something like that? Since he dropped Confessions, yeah.
That was a fire. Now, was it fire because he was telling all his business?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just say that.
Because, that was definitely a fire album. But vulnerability is, a big thing, in R&B music,
We all like a little tea sometimes,
like a little hot tea to sip on.
To sip on sometimes.
Absolutely sip on. No, I love that. So, when it comes to your sound, then, how would you describe it?
I would describe mine like more old school, like Anthony Hamilton, like raspy, like, but I can give you a couple of high notes as well. So it's in between like a old raspy style and like a, you know, new, like, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. modern sound as well. Yeah.
Nice. Now, do you like practice like voice training? Like, do you have your days where you just like practice in range and stuff like that?
I do. Like, you know, when I'm in the car, like, I'm practicing all the time. You know, when I'm listening to some music, I'm just like playing with the ranges and stuff like that. And then I actually have a studio out at Moment, so I'm, you know, rehearsing. I'm rehearsing my songs, the song that I love, and, you know, stuff like that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, because you gotta work.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta keep working at it, always, you know.
Yeah. Hone your craft, as they say.
Right. You gotta keep working, definitely. Yeah. So, 2015, you've been putting out singles since then. So you've seen kind of like the shift in music and the way that artists kind of get on and the different sounds.
Yeah.
So do you feel like R&B is dead right now?
I feel like now, like right now is the time where it's coming back, because rap, you know, you see rappers getting killed all the time and stuff like that. And people kind of like standoffish about rap now. It's like, wow, you know, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, rap is still, you know, I love rap. Mm-hmm. I growed up, you know, my brothers, you know, they got the speakers in the trunk, you know, they banging some rap, you know, so we all love rap.
Yeah.
But I feel like now is the time where R&B is definitely coming back.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're in like, you know, the TikTok era. We're in like the jingle era, as I like to call it. Everybody's kind of like pushing this jingle that can go viral on TikTok.
Like a short little snippet of a song. Yeah.
Because I've been listening, you know, I'll hear some of these songs that's trending, and then I'm like, you know, liking that one part, and I'm like, okay. Then I hear the rest of the song, and I'm like, this song kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Like, this was the only part of the song that was good. It kind of sucks a little bit.
Yep.
So, with you being more, I feel like, really into your craft and putting out music that's like, you know, timeless. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have to compete with the TikTok market?
Yeah. Like, I'm all the time trying to, like, get TikToks to go viral and, you know,
yeah.
I'm posting stuff all the time and trying to get people to do TikToks to my music. And it's hard, you know, for a musician or R&B artist or whatever. Like, you know, it's hard for us out here, you know, to try to compete with TikTok. You know, but they about to ban it. Like, you know, let me go viral first. Let me go viral first, please.
I know that's right. Okay.
Please.
Can we get the viral status? Can we get the TikTok check
before they
first?
Ban it?
I really hope they don't ban it, though.
I know, right?
I really hope America be cutting up. But no, that's true. And it's hard, like, to have people actually want to take the time to listen to your music.
Yeah.
Because if it's not within that 5 second like parameter, it's kind of like, oh, it's like invalid.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
That's rough.
So does that have, you know, make you have days where you're like, man, like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. I'm not going to put my music on certain platforms.
I've never been that person, though. Even if, like, other people think my music is trash, I would still, like, drop it. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, I don't hold any music back from my, you know, fans. I don't have any fans right now.
No, you got fans, Smooth. You got them.
You about the only one in my life.
You got them.
So, but not my mama. Yeah, you know.
Shout out to the mom.
Shout out to my mom. Period. She about my only fan. No, just
a lie.
But like, I still drop music. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what's going on. Like, I'm going to drop music because this is just what I love to do.
Okay.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, that's, we're gonna clap it up for that too. Now, not to stir the pot, but do you feel like there's one, like, viral star out right now that shouldn't be, like, famous?
That shouldn't be famous.
Mm-hmm. Like, who's somebody that then got on and really don't deserve the spot to be on right now?
The spot to be on. Man, I was just talking about this the other day. Like, it's so many of them.
Not as so many of them.
Yeah, for real. But, like, as far as rap or...
Yeah, anything.
I say, like, you know, females, hey, there's Women Month, shout out to the women, but Ice Spice.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, because I wasn't going to say it, but...
Hey, you know...
And it's not to hate on her at
no,
all,
no.
But, man...
Let's just say her producer is cold.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let's just say that.
Fair enough. Because to me, it's not it. But right. It's kind of seeing like other artists or female artists that's kind of been putting out stuff for a while, mm-hmm. and they haven't reached that caliber yet. Yep. And she just kind of did that shit overnight.
Overnight.
You know?
She was like texting Drake in the DMs or something like that.
Down in DMs.
It went down in
the
DMs.
I know pictures surfaced. They were somewhere, and then she tried to act like she wasn't with him, but baby, Drake behind you. We know you was there with Drake.
Exactly.
We know. No, I mean, it's just interesting to me to see, you know, her uprising. Mm-hmm. You know, she's doing, like, stadium shit now.
Stadiums.
And she don't even have a two-step. She don't even dance for real.
This is stuff, like, people like me, like, dream of. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Stadiums and thousands of people in the crowd, like, loving your music. Like, yeah, like, it's crazy.
Now, do you see Ice Spice here 10 years from now?
The way this culture going, maybe like 5 years.
Okay.
I wouldn't say 10. But you never know.
She could do 5. She might could do the 10. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, you know, independent artists still have so much more opportunity now to kind of make themselves known.
Yep.
So what are some ways, you know, that you get creative with, like, advertising your music? Because let me tell y'all, T-Smooth, he gonna make sure you know who the fuck he is,
yeah.
Okay? He's gonna make sure. So what are some ways that you kind of push your sound out there?
Every social platform that I can put my music on is what I do. And, like, I get up in the morning and I'm, like, they have this new, I have a group on Facebook called T-Smooth Gang.
Shout out to them.
T-Smooth Gang.
Yes.
I got about 2,000 members just from just adding people, and dope. They stuck around. You know what I'm saying? So, but every morning I get up and they got this feature. It's called At Everyone now. So, like, I just get up in the morning, share stuff, mm-hmm. add people in my group. They check it out, you know. But, like, even before that, you know, they had that feature. Like, I would just share all the time. Just share. You know, just stay consistent. And for about over 5 years now, like, I've been consistently every day sharing,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's what, yeah.
Yes, and shout out to T-Smooth.
Yeah.
Shout out to the page, shout out to the group.
Appreciate y'all.
Because them the fans, talking about you ain't got no fans. Them the fans, y'all, that's a dedicated page.
Y'all comment and like, you know, on the page.
Yeah, that's a dope page. And I commend you for doing that because that takes time.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? You're also promoting like on that side. And you're creating like a different type of engagement with your fans.
Yeah.
You know, so they can relate
to
you.
That's the point of it, yeah. Like, you know, just to get a different engagement. You know, with my fans, instead of just like, hey, you know, go buy my music.
Right.
We can, you know, comment and chat with each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole nine inside the group, yeah.
And I really think that's what makes you so personable, and that's really like what helps push your sound, for real. Because you are that type of person where you can crack a joke or, you know, post something, and you're like, oh, that's funny, whatever. You're just easy to talk to. So I feel like that's so good to have, like, right now, to build that fan base on the other side, you know?
That's true.
Because you never know. You probably got people in there from all over the world.
Yeah, it is.
That's super dope. I love that. So I did originally meet you. I think I did an EPK for you first, but we went on tour together.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to the tour.
Yep.
But that was my first time, you know, seeing you in your stage presence. So let me just first off say, you have amazing stage presence.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. And the reason why I'm highlighting this is because it's a lot of people that are raw and they don't know how to work a stage. And to me, that like brings down the performance. That brings down the hype.
Because
it's like, damn nigga, what is you doing?
You
know, you work the stage, you got your little two-step, you know, you got great crowd engagement. So how did you work up to getting to that point when you perform?
I mean, it started since like performing at events back at home. Like, you know, we would have like little fairs and stuff.
Okay.
You know, I live in a little country town, but you know, it's called Pembroke, you know, shout out to Pembroke Township out there, Illinois. But, you know, just starting out there, you know, we used to do like these fairs, you know, me and my sisters, like, you know, and just my stage presence just got better every year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just practicing and being in front of the mirror, you know, that just helps you. Of course, you know, I done got older now. I'm a little heavier, you know, working on that. But I still try to do my thing on stage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to give it up for the stage, though. We're going to give it up. Because I think that's so essential.
Yeah.
I'm somebody that, you know, that goes to look at talent, but I'm always checking out the vibes. Like, if you're not bringing the heat in person, man, I didn't want to rock with it.
Yeah.
Cause you was bringing up R&B vibes, R&B vibes.
Give me. Yeah.
That was definitely a vibe. So yeah. R&B vibes, G. First off, how did you come up with that song?
All right. I just wanted to actually mention R&B in a song. That's really how it came up. Like, and I, Beavs, you know, he was going to, like, you know, Beavs from Chicago. If y'all know, you know, look him up. But I hit him up and I said I want to do a song with him. He instantly hit me back. So I'm like, man, I gotta come up with a new track, some new vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm an R&B artist. Let's get some R&B vibes in here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. So I said R&B vibes, and I just wrote the song, found the beat, and, you know, just went from there. Sent it to him. He recorded his verse, sent it right back to me. We finished it up, and R&B, you know, I have an original too. R&B vibes, you know, if y'all don't know, I have an original to it, you know, you can look it up, it's just me on that one, but the remix is what I'm gonna push, the video's coming out soon, like, yeah.
Yes, okay, cause hold on, y'all don't even know, this was the jam of the tour, I'm not gonna hold y'all.
Yeah.
Anytime that he performed the song, we all ran to the floor, we all in the crowd, you know what I'm saying, we backup singers, but I love that song. Fire song.
Thank you, man.
So the video is dropping spring.
Spring, yeah.
Like couple weeks spring?
Couple weeks,
like
yeah.
Summer spring?
It's like summer spring.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought. Summer spring, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So why the wait? Did you just want to make sure that it was right?
Make sure it's right. You know, and of course, like, you know, you gotta, like, financially, I'm, you know, independent artist. I'm not flexing, like I got this and that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to financially just make sure it's right, because you could just put out anything off your phone or, you know,
right.
But I want to make sure it's right, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's another reason, but, like, it's coming, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. We're going to be R&B and vibing all summer.
All summer long. Yep. And then I got another track coming right after that, you know,
mm-hmm.
About to get in the studio next weekend.
Ooh.
Where's up?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you going crazy 2023.
Yeah, I'm going crazy.
Nice. I love it. We gotta clap it up for one more time. Now I didn't show y'all, but we got the wristbands. This is another way that T Smooth promotes himself. He was giving these out like I don't even know.
Yeah.
But he was passing these out all over tour, passing these out to people. I think that's super dope to always like market yourself. We got the wristbands on deck.
I had to figure out a way.
I love that.
You know, and I'm like, you know what? My brothers actually, they made some wristbands for, like, you know, their business, like transportation. But, like, I was like, man, let me try to do that too.
Yeah.
I did it, and it's been working ever since.
Okay.
Yeah.
You slinging them like hotcakes,
like
boy.
Like hotcakes. Yeah.
Like hotcakes. So you did send me a song. We're going to play some of the song?
Yeah.
What's the song? What's the title?
R&B Vibes Remix.
Yes, we got the remix in the building.
Old Lane with a banger. Summertime, summer shy, lakeshore dry, listening to summer walker, R&B vibe with me, body awesome, slim waist, cute face, shorty ball, Louis bag, matching shoes, shorty sauce, bad like Maya, so these saucy, pretty like Mariah, riding in the Audi, say she want a gangster like she Kalani, shorty told me she can hit the kill spot, take a nigga soul like Jill Scott, we be hanging out like every day, I'm talking booed up like Ella May, she send emojis with the kissy face, talking real love like Mary J, R&B stock in the car with me, grabbing my mic and she singing like R&B, give a thug love. Thugs in harmony. She love it when I'm off the Hennessy. Make a scene like a symphony. Now I'm shopping up at Tiffany's. Trip to Vegas in the embassy. We be vibing off the energy. We got the fire and got that desire like Rick James and Tina Marie. And Tina Marie. And Tina Marie. And Tina Marie.
You giving me. You giving me R&B vibes. R&B vibes. You giving me. Stay up all night. All night. You giving me, listening to slow jams with no lines, no lines. You giving me, just what I like, just what I like. You giving me R&B vibes, R&B vibes. Yeah. You giving me, giving me everything that a woman could give. And I'm appreciative. You giving me sex appeal. You giving me the most special gifts. And that's you. Yeah, that's you. R&B vibes at its pinnacle. To the top we go. Keep running it up. Don't stop. Oh no. Yeah, you got it for sure. Yeah, you got it for sure. For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You giving me R&B vibes, R&B vibes. You giving me just what I like, just what I like, just what I like, girl. You giving me, girl.
Yeah.
What I like, what I like, what I like, girl. Oh. You giving me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
R&B vibes, R&B vibes. You giving me, stay up all night.
What? All night. What? Okay, what? Stop playing. Stop playing right now. Going crazy with the R&B vibes, okay? You be getting in your soul. You be getting it. You be feeling it.
Yeah.
It be up in here. You be, I feel that up in here. But no, I love that. That's fire. Definitely a song I want to add to my rotation for sure.
Let's get it.
And this is out. Is this out right now?
It's out.
Out everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Y'all definitely got it. What? Stop playing. Stop playing with T-Smooth. I absolutely love that. I think that's super dope. So before we get to the trivia, because you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't finna get up out of here and not get on that. You wouldn't finna get up out of here. Let's talk about your show, because you got some tickets. All right? So let's talk about it.
Tickets,
let's talk about it.
At the Forge, April 30th, I will be in there, 6:30 p.m., 21 and older, but you can't bring kids, but you just, you know, of course, the bar, 21 and older, so, I mean, it's a vibe, though. I don't know if you guys been to the Forge before, but, like, you know, it's lit, they got the food, drinks, everything, like, you know, let's just come and have a good time.
Now, it seems like it's a big show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we got a lineup of great artists, you know, so definitely.
How you feeling about it? You excited?
I'm excited. I've, you know, been out to the Forge on many occasions, but, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, keep it going. So, like, get those tickets.
That's all. Get these tickets. Okay, how much are tickets?
They are $13
a $13.
Piece.
Y'all got it. Tax season just hit. You got a couple dollars left. You got a couple dollars left. Hit up them sugar daddies. So I'm going to definitely make sure I have some tickets to let people know as well. I'm going to be pulling up April 30th. Right. So I think that's super, super dope, man. You always, you know, market yourself so good once again. Thanks. I just think that's super dope because you out here getting it.
I'm trying.
You out here getting it for sure. I love that. Now let's get to the trivia. Okay. Is you ready?
I'm ready.
I think you got it, though. Look, he's about right. I think you got it. Now, y'all know I love me some trivia. Finish the lyrics. We got T-Smooth in the building. I think T-Smooth is going to kill it. Something in me just feel like that's a possibility. So, we're going to see what's up.
I love you, baby.
I told you get a little loving on the
guard. You don't know how to love me.
I ain't no time for no kissing and
chow. Not even how to kiss.
You must take your little heart by star.
I don't know why.
Baby girl.
I love you, baby.
I don't love.
I'm still in love with,
you. Okay, baby. Yes. I knew it. I knew you had it up in ya. That's a classic right there.
Yeah.
All right, next. Up.
Everything about you, your smile, your style,
it's so fun.
I can't deny, I got a crush on you, and that's true indeed, and I'm digging you, you may.
Your love is one in a million. It goes on and on and on.
Yes.
You give me a really good feeling all day long.
Period. Period. That's what I'm talking about. It's the R&B for me. Always and forever. Ooh. No, that's too hard. I think that's too hard. I think that's too hard. Okay, let me see. We gon'. I don't want to hit you with another R&B. It got to be some rap shit. But I got a lot of R&B. You R&B vibes. Fuck that. We do R&B vibes. We doing R&B vibes, R&B. Okay, listen.
Shout out to the women, too.
Yes.
It's Women's Month.
Absolutely.
And y'all know I was raised like around a bunch of women. I have 10 sisters, so yeah.
Wow,
it's
10?
It's 17 of us all together. So
damn.
10 sisters. So like, you know, Women's Month is real special to us and our family.
I love that. Yeah. Hold on now. So was you beating up boyfriends for your sisters? Would you? Was
yeah.
You doing
yeah.
all that.
After school, beating them up.
After that. School, I know
my
that's
big
right.
Sister.
I know that's right. I think that's dope. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know how to share.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of sharing.
That sounds like a lot of
big
sharing.
Big pots of food, you know, sharing the bathroom.
Yeah. Ooh, I bet getting ready for school was hell.
Yeah.
No, that's super dope. I like that. Okay, let me see. That's really dope. Shout out to the women. What's one thing, before I go to the next song, what's one thing that your sisters taught you that you hold dear to you to this day?
Respect. You know, just being around my sisters, like, you know, just teach me how to respect a woman, you know, and not taking them for granted, you know. And that's one thing I learned, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's what I teach my son, too.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
That's
yeah.
dope. Yeah. Respect. Always. Mm-hmm. Always. Okay, we're going to go on to the next song.
Yeah, I'll try it on that one.
I mean, you have the melody, so, you know, that's good enough. That's good enough. All right, last song.
Okay.
Last song.
Let's bring it home.
Let's bring it. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home.
I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my daydreaming, planning how to say I love you. You must have known that I had feelings deep enough to swim in. That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come and hold my love.
What'd you say, Luther?
A thousand and not you. Forever, no. Never too much.
Okay, period. Okay. Yes. That's the breakdown. Okay, shout out to Luther. Okay, T Smooth, you did a little some. You did a little some. I'm going to give you that. You did a little some. So as far as 2023 is concerned, you know, you have your show coming up and you have, you know, new videos dropping. But what else can we expect from you this year?
You can expect a lot of new things. Like, I'm always, you know, up for new endeavors and stuff like that. So just follow me on all my socials, my website, tsmoothofficialsite.com. And you can find me there. You can send me a message at the bottom of the page and, you know, chat with me and become a member on my app, too. So.
Okay, yes,
yeah.
App.
Yeah, yeah. So I got an app on my website. So, hey, you guys can check me out, seriously.
Yes, I know that's right. Definitely make sure you tap in. Yep. So as far as being an independent artist, what is one piece of advice you could give for another aspiring independent artist?
Grind hard, like, you know, especially when you don't have it financially, like, just, you know, pick all the avenues that are comfortable for you, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let anybody pressure you into just doing anything. If it's comfortable to you, do it, and, you know, just keep making moves. And it'll take you, you know, to where you want to go.
Absolutely. Now, as far as features, you know, people can just inbox you. Like, what's the feature task? I know you're taxing a little bit. You taxing on features right now?
I'm taxing on, I just did a feature for like 150, so okay. It ain't bad.
It's
like,
not bad. You know,
he even paid for the gas, too, so like he threw in an extra $50 for gas. I don't know if y'all, you know Stank Nasty.
Yeah.
Man, him got one on the way.
Shout
you know
out to
what
Stank
I'm
Nasty, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I will be saying that one. So, like, you know, features not bad at all. So, like, you know, DM me, hit me up on my website, and we can get it going.
Nice. Yeah. Now, any songwriting? Do you do any songwriting for people?
I do. Well, yeah. I mean, if somebody comes to me with an idea, I haven't yet.
Okay.
But if somebody comes to me with an idea, I would definitely write. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, T-Smooth, I appreciate you for sliding through.
Thank you.
Purple Room.
Thank you, Purple Room. Oh, shout out to Robin and the Pillow Talk Podcast for winning the 312 Award.
Thank you.
Yes.
I definitely appreciate
she
that.
She did her thing.
I
know.
Yeah,
right. Hey, clap for yourself. Yeah, I'm
clapping too. Clap for yourself on that. But no, I appreciate you, definitely. This is an amazing journey, I think, for both of us. You know, just seeing where we're both going and excelling. You know, you got a fan in me and a supporter in me always. So I'm excited to see everything else that you do. I really feel like R&B vibes, baby. You bringing it back. You putting it on there, slapping it on there like it need to be on there.
Yeah, seriously.
Definitely.
That's what I'm doing. And, you know, we're going to keep running it up. Don't stop. Oh, no.
Yes.
You got it for sure.
Tap in. So just one more time, let everybody know where they can follow you and tune in with you.
You can go to tsmoothofficialsite.com. And all of my social media platforms are at the top. Click on all of them and go follow me. And, you know, buy some merch and wristbands, like she said, wristbands. And we got more merch coming soon.
Yes. Make sure y'all tap in with T-Smooth, man. Definitely represented for the Midwest. Love it. As always, I appreciate y'all for tuning in with me, Robin E., on Pillow Talk Podcast, voted Chicago's best podcast of 2023. Y'all already know what's up. Follow me on all social media because this is exactly where it's at. Sending love and light to all of y'all, man.